Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. John Hansen with, among other things, the story of the city planting thousands of trees. At least they're supposed to, but they better hurry, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, this is Ray Lopez. I think no one is a stranger to him being a critic of Mayor Lightfoot, usually about issues of crime or policing. But yes, he is kind of taking to social media to say that the city, who's supposed to finish planting thousands of trees this fall, well, they better get a move on, because there's a lot near 46th and Damon that is still full of unplanted trees. Now, to the city's credit, they've planted more than 10,000 this year, and they still say they're going to be able to get this done. The goal is to get 15,000 planted trees in the ground, but of course they're racing against time with the freeze. We dug in with the Morton Arboretum, who are of course experts on this, and they say that if you plant the trees in November and December after the first frost, you risk poor root growth and increased failure rate. Some say you can actually cover trees even if they're still out of the ground, and you cover their, you know, I don't know what they're called, the bulb, the roots. The listeners will let us know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll figure it out. But as of right now, they're still in a lot, and it's a little bit of a race against time to get these things in the ground.
Yeah, it's supposed to be frosty tonight. Let's talk about this restaurant that was once named the greenest restaurant in the country, right here in the Edgewater neighborhood. What happened?
Yeah, well, Uncommon Ground has two locations. One is in Edgewater. One is in Lakeview. The Lakeview one's not going anywhere, but the Edgewater one, unfortunately, is shutting down. The owner said that they've had a tough personal year. They lost a personal family member, and it's just been tough running two locations. But they'll keep the one in Lakeview open. But Uncommon Ground, when it debuted in 2007, was seen as, you know, we use the term farm to table. Now you see that everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the first restaurants in the country to really call itself farm to table. It was the first restaurant in the country to have an urban garden kind of on its roof, where some of the ingredients from the roof came down and made its way onto the plate. So they're upset about it. Obviously, it's been a staple in the Devon, on Devon Avenue in the neighborhood, but they still will keep the Lakeview location open. They said it was doing well. Even through the pandemic, it just became really tough for the owners to do both the restaurants at the same time.
So for now, 3800 North Clark, that one will be open for business. And finally, tell us what's new in Little Italy.
Yeah, this is cool. It's a new museum, a national museum, that is coming to Little Italy. It's the National Public Housing Museum, and construction will start in a couple of weeks. They've been trying to do this for years, stops and starts here in the Chicago area, and it's going to be built inside the last remaining building from CHA's Jane Addams Homes, one of the projects that were on Taylor Street. And it'll have replications and showing what life was like in public housing. It will celebrate many of the achievements of people that have come through public housing, just kind of a slice of life, let people see, you know, how situations were, what public housing has been like in the country, in the city of Chicago, and tell those stories that way, because, you know, a large number of people, whether it's in Chicago, millions and millions of people have come through public housing and gone on to do fantastic things.
Interesting. That's at 1322 West Taylor. John Hansen, who does the podcast for Block Club Chicago, among his dozens of jobs. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.